So now that you've come into your restorative posture and you're inviting a general sense of softening and releasing and settling towards the ground, we can start to work at softening and releasing some of those tight, defensive thoughts that keep our bodies in this tight and defensive posture. So just take a couple breaths in through the nose and out through those softly pursed lips, as we did earlier in practice, just to kind of intentionally soften and release, not just in the body, but also in the mind. Also in the gripping and the armoring that we offer out to the world. And then let's move into a classic practice called loving kindness meditation. And this is a lovely practice that offers a chance to interact with our world in a softer, gentler, kinder way. So begin with your own body, your own self, and offer back to yourself these words. And as I speak these words, you can softly repeat them mentally in your own mind. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I have ease of well-being. May I have freedom. And as you softly repeat these words to yourself, notice how they land. Notice how it feels to hear these words offered softly and lovingly to yourself. Notice anything that blocks you from receiving these words or resisting these words. And then see if you can allow these words to penetrate that resistance even then. May I be happy. May I be at peace. May I have ease of well-being. May I be free. May I be happy. May I be at peace. May I have ease of well-being. May I be free. And then if you like, you can bring to mind somebody for whom you have great affection. It could be a family member, a loved one, a revered teacher. And let's offer these words to that person wholeheartedly. May you be happy. May you be at peace. May you have ease of well-being. May you know freedom. So perhaps picturing this person in your mind, perhaps imagining your heart, directly speaking to their heart. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you know ease of well-being. May you be free. And then noticing that there are people in your world that you don't know that well. Maybe somebody that you see at the corner store or a neighbor. Would you like to offer these words to them? So you might picture their face. Or even picture your heart communicating directly with their heart. May you be happy. May you be at peace. May you know ease of well-being. May you be free. This is someone you really don't know very well. You don't have a strong emotional connection to them, but you still say to them, may you be happy. May you be at peace. May you know ease of well-being. May you be free. And now gently bring to mind somebody with whom you just don't connect very well. Maybe there's been a little tension lately. Maybe it's a political figure you just don't agree with, or somebody in a more intimate circle, but can you speak heart to heart to them with these same words? May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you have ease of well-being. May you be free. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you have ease of well-being. May you be free. And then there's this whole big world, right down to the most newly born. All souls looking to heal, to find peace. And when one of us is healing, we are all healing. So may we all be happy. May we all be peaceful. May we all find ease of well-being. May we all be free. May we all be happy. May we all be peaceful. May we all find ease of well-being. May we all be free. There is a Sanskrit chant that expresses this. And if you find yourself humming it as you move around your house doing your chores, or even singing it out loud in the shower or the car, it would just further reinforce the meditation that you've just completed. And the chant is, Lokaha Samastaha Sukhino Bhavantu, Lokaha Samastaha Sukhino Bhavantu, Lokaha Samastaha Sukhino Bhavantu. Shanti, shanti. And you're welcome to stay in this position as long as it's comfortable. But be sure to congratulate yourself for taking this time for your meditation. Namaste.